The ways of a woman. She is different. God, in his creative ways, at the point of conception, gave both man and woman their own individual and most unique nature. That human nature was indeed God's gift to each of them to be used as a glory to themselves and to God. Now, much strife, turmoil, headache, and misunderstanding can be easily avoided within the confines of a marriage relationship if both the husband and the wife would simply learn about and know what these differences really are and what God's purpose was for giving us our own personal nature. When you learn and know why God did what he did, it makes life so much easier to understand. Permit me to attempt to explain to you these obvious differences. Both man and woman each have their separate and unique personal desires, each of which is to be satisfied differently. One size does not fit all. Using his creative wisdom, God designed each sex differently and gave each one their own ways and means to satisfy those God-designed desires. The manufacturer always has the right to do things the way he desires, not necessarily the way the thing being manufactured would have it to be. The basic differences between male and female need to be understood from a biblical perspective. God created and is therefore greater than man. As a point of reference, allow me to say to you that Israel's big sin was its way of dealing with God and the things of God as if he were a man. A majority of men miss the mark in dealing with a woman because they make the same mistake as did Israel. They try to deal with a woman as if they were dealing with another man. Wrong. Remember the creation process. God put Adam in the kingdom of God, and he put the kingdom of God into Adam when he placed him into the Garden of Eden and gave him stewardship over the whole earth. Adam was created in the image of God and for the glory of God. Adam was created in a state of complete holiness without sin, and therefore with perfect mind, body, and spirit. Adam could exercise obedience to God's command and was able to name everything of earth that needed to be named. Adam's mind was capable of such a feat because it was without fault, disease, or any type of impairment. To know what Adam was really like in his original manhood, you need only to look at the second Adam, the Lord Jesus Christ, in his humanity. Once you see and understand the responsibility of stewardship over the earth, you will see that Adam derived his greatest satisfaction from the reproduction process that God had established for the replenishing of the earth. As a steward over the earth, Adam was given the responsibility of overseeing the process of recreation. His unique masculine nature and desire were basically satisfied in relationship to his stewardship and the reproductive process involved in it. From that time up to the present, man's major source of fulfillment has never changed. Man still derives his greatest satisfaction from the reproductive process of his stewardship over the earth. For these reasons, man's work, his job, his career, his profession is still where a man finds his basic satisfaction in life. The workplace is still where a man's unique desire is basically satisfied. Permit me to explain it this way. A farmer's satisfaction with the reproductive process is found at harvest time. A salesman finds it when the customer buys the product or service. An accountant gets it when his audit is completed. An architect when his plans become a finished building. A preacher receives it when his altar call produces a great result. Adam and all men were created that way, and nothing has ever changed. God tells us in His Word that His selected pattern for replenishing the earth will come through a process of each seed-bearing plant or animal reproducing after its own kind. He further states that through that same manner and way, humankind, male and female, will reproduce themselves. The process would be completed whereby the man would plant his seed into the woman and so impregnate her, which then would be terminated through the birthing process and the giving of a new life to an infant. That was indeed God's plan to replenish the earth with humanity. Because the reproduction process of replenishing the earth was the most satisfying to a man's unique nature in relationship to his job, it became the same in relationship to a woman. The same principle applied to both stewardships, that of the earth and of the family. God made the sex act to be highly enjoyable, so the man would desire it and fulfill God's command to replenish the earth. See Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. Sex is not something in which a man is forced to engage. Sex is the most satisfying aspect of a man's life in relationship to a woman. It is also the reason most men can be satisfied with their paycheck at work and sex at home, and not be too concerned with much of anything else. The whole process goes something like this. Paycheck and sex, and most men are content. Is it any wonder why so many men don't want to do much of anything else with their normal routine after work hours? I hope these comments are resulting in some lights going on in your own mind. But that whole cycle will not satisfy the needs of a woman, nor will it satisfy a man's God-given responsibilities and character. Whenever a man fails to recognize, understand, or meet the unique needs of a woman, it can cause trouble, big trouble, for her and for him. Procreation may be an evidence of manliness for some, but it is never an evidence of maturity. Love, real, true, godly love, is always greater than sex. Real love has evidences and provisions that every man needs to understand. Sex is not a part of love when it is the expression of lust. Woman was made to be beautiful, desirable, and loved, truly loved. Unfortunately, because of his tendency to worship the creature rather than the Creator, man has corrupted the natural beauty of woman by looking upon her as an object to be taken or bought in order to satisfy his own lust. It is also true that there are many women who thoroughly enjoy their ability to seduce a man and to exercise power over him through their seductive capabilities. There would be no pornography to view if there were no women who desired to flaunt their sexual prowess. The women's liberation movement began as a justifiable reaction against men's double standards, but through time, it degenerated into a general rebellion against all men. The rejection of the male chauvinism by women was initially admirable because Woman was never meant to be a victim of some man's predatory passions and lusts. Rejection is often a proper course of action, but rebellion never is. The truth and facts surrounding feminism is simply that women are tired of being misunderstood and abused. In order to be happy and be blessed in their relationships with women, men must learn to minister to the woman's unique nature. Both single and married men need to know and understand the nature of both sexes, but ever so many do not even recognize their own unique male nature. That very situation is most often the cause of major headaches and heartburn in a relationship with the opposite sex. How many times have you heard men complain that they do not understand women, when in reality, they simply do not understand themselves? No wonder the problems of compatibility and harmony of relationships exist within our society today. To misunderstand women is to misjudge and mistreat them. That is precisely why women suffered from male dominance for centuries. Christianity is the only religion that has elevated women to a place God originally created her to be, not as inferior, but as a joint heir with men. A woman's uniqueness is her greatest appeal to a man and his greatest challenge. I highly recommend that you, sir, take a few moments every day of your life and thank God for creating that special woman in your life. Do not wait until she is gone from your life to praise her, recognize her, and reward her for all that she is and does just for you. Have a great forever.